Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. I am Pastor Ronnie Cantrell of Hidden Riches Ministry in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and we welcome you to this broadcast today on Zoom, and we give God praise for you. And the mighty woman of God, Prophetess Tanya Cantrell, sends her love in her absence. Amen. And so let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for this time for your word to go forth. We thank you for your praise. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Father God, that we need your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your revelation knowledge of your word, God. We cover this atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. We cover this Zoom line with the blood of Jesus. We come against every attack of the enemy, and we bind it and cast it down and rend it harmless and ineffective against us in the name of Jesus. Father God, let no flesh glory in your sight. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. You are welcome in this place. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. So today we're going to be talking about to be born again, you must believe the word of God. To be born again, you must believe the word of God. And so, we have heard the world tells us that we are accidents of nature and that we began as an ooze in a pond, developed into an ape, and finally into humans. We live, we die, so we should grab for all we can in this life. After all, that's the only way we have to fulfillment, but that's a lie. The Bible tells us that we are not accidents. We are created by a loving God who knew about us before we were born. We are here for a purpose, and we can find ultimate fulfillment by finding a personal relationship with God. And so we're going to start out in Psalms 139, 13 through 16. God created you. For thou hast possessed me ruins. For thou hast possessed my ruins, excuse me. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and corously wrote in the lowest part of the earth. 16. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Praise God. We got to praise God because the word tells us that we were fearfully and wonderfully made by God, and that we was made out of his image and his likeness, and that he knew us before the foundations of this world. He knew us. He knew us when we was in our mother's womb. He knew us. He knew that that we was coming to this life. He knew what we had in him. Amen. That our name is written in his book because we belong to him. Amen. What God wants to have a personal relationship with you. And the only way he can do that, in John 17, verse 3, it tells us, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. God sent Jesus to die for our sins so we can have a personal relationship with God, so we can let God lead our lives. But God is not some force, an unspeaking or unseen idol, or merely another name for your own self-esteem. God is a person, your creator, who created you to be in relationship with him because he loves us. He loves you. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why God sent Jesus, so we can have a personal relationship with him, so we can have everlasting life with him, be with him the rest of our life in eternity. You cannot turn your life over to God's control Excuse me, you can turn your life over to God's control because He loves you and He wants the best for you. You are actually trusting the one who created you. In verse in 17 of John, in verse 17 in John chapter 3, For God sent His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Verse 18, he that believe on Him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. So if you don't believe in Jesus, and if you don't believe that God sent Jesus, and if you don't believe that Jesus is God's Son, then you don't have life. Then you don't have eternal peace with God in salvation. You don't have salvation, but you do have life on this earth, but you don't have eternal life with peace with God. So he said, if you don't confess that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you're none of His. He said, if you don't confess it, then you're not of God. What is sin? We want to talk about sin right now. Sin, what is sin? Sin keeps us from having a personal relationship with God. God has set some standards about right and wrong. God is holy and perfect. People are sinful. Sin means not understanding or even caring about what is right. You defile God when you know what is right and then refuse to do it. Over in James chapter 4, verse 17 tells us, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And also in 1 John 3 and 4, it says, whoever commits sins transgress also the law. For sin is transgression of the law. And so that means that you're not obeying the law. You're not doing what's right. You're not doing what God is saying. You're not obeying God. You're not obeying the laws of the land. That means it's lawlessness in your life. That means you're a transgression. That means you have iniquities. And who have sinned? Over in Romans 3 and 23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. What's bad about sin? Romans 6 and 23. The wages of sin is death. And so when you sin, you're dying, it's keeping you separated from God and the Spirit. And you just going in circles, just living any old kind of way because of the sin. The sin, like I said, it says it keeps us from having a personal relationship with God. It keeps us from communing to God. And Isaiah 59 verse 2, it says, your iniquities have separated you from your God. And that's what sin does. It separates us from God, that we don't have a relationship with Him and we're not obeying Him. So whatever happens, good or bad, it's whatever happens bad, put it that way. It's because you just being disobedient, and it's the sin that's in your life is causing those things to happen. And what we must understand is why Jesus died for us and what we have in Him. Why is Jesus the only way to Christ? Can you have a personal relationship with God? Yes, you can. It's the only way you can have it is through Jesus. John 14 and 6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So that's the only way we can have a personal relationship with God, is through Jesus. Why did Jesus die? 1 Peter 3 and 18 tells us, for Christ also hath one suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being quickened by the Spirit. That means that when Jesus died for our sins, and we accept Jesus Christ and believe that Jesus is the only way to the Father, because Jesus died for all of our sins, he died for the just and the unjust, so we can have a relationship in the Spirit with God, the Father. And so he said, that's what we have in the Spirit. And when we respond by believing in Jesus, we responded by believing in Jesus Christ. Romans 10 and 9 and 10, that's the confession. We have to confess. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him, you're talking about Jesus, raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. In verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession made unto salvation. And so he said, once you believe it and confess it, you shall have everlasting life, just like Jesus. That's what he gave. That's what the Father gave him. He said, once you confess it, your confession is being made unto salvation. And that's what you want to have. And that's what God wants. It's God's will for all men to be saved. And that's what we have to understand. It says you simply need to believe and recognize that you are in need of you are indeed a sinner in need of a savior. And you cannot be good enough for a perfect God on your own. You know, we just can't come to God no any kind of way. We got to come to God by Jesus Christ. And we have to confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior for us to be saved. And, you know, we are sinners saved by God's grace. You know, we just can't live no any kind of way thinking we're going to go to heaven. No, it's a process. God has a process, and it's a plan that God has for us on this earth. He has a purpose for our life. And that's one of the purpose and the plans that he has for us, that we confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. And we take up our cross and follow him. And that's what we have to do, because if not, then we're going to continue to be dead to the Spirit of God. And then we're going to die and go to hell. And no one wants to die and go to hell. I know I don't. So this is why I'm here explaining how to be born again and how to believe the word of God. It's all in the Bible. And it's line up on line and precept on precept is what I'm giving you. Amen. So you can understand and so you can know the truth. So you can get your Bible and you can go to it and you can look and see exactly what the Bible tells us, how we should live and how we should have a personal relationship with God. And so what we need to do is, you know, we can't do this on our own. It takes God to do it for us. He's already wrote out he knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for us that are good and not evil, and a hope and to give us an expected end. It says, and understand that God loves you so much that he sent Jesus to save you. And so our response by receiving Jesus Christ is over in John 1 in verse 12. It says, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So, you know, that's our response by receiving Jesus. Over in John 1 and 12, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. He calls us his sons. Once we receive Jesus, we are in the family. We have been adopted in the family of God through Christ Jesus. He says, even to them that believe on his name. Because when you believe on the name of Jesus, you become his son. And that's what he's saying. He says, receiving Christ, once you receive Christ, means to acknowledge your belief in Christ, inviting him to come into your life, turning to God from your present way of life means to repent of your sins, and then beginning the adventure of letting God direct your life. And the moment you ask it, it is done. Jesus has come in. And so, you know, we have to know by faith what we confess, because Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And those that come to God must believe that God is, and he is a rewarder unto them that diligently seek him. And so that's what we're doing. We're seeking God. We want him to be our Lord and our Savior. He comes right on in when we confess who Jesus is to us. He says, would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today? Would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today? Then repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I know that my sins have separated me from you. Thank you that Jesus Christ died in my place. And I ask Jesus to forgive my sins and to come into my life. Please begin to direct my life. Thank you for giving me eternal life in Jesus' name. Amen. And so that's how we live in Christ. And then Christ, he would continue to, and once we continue to study the word of God, because the Bible tells us to study to show yourself approval unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, but rightly knowing how to divide the word of truth. And the Bible also tells us over in Joshua 1:8, he tells us to meditate on the word in God day and night, that we will have a good success. Once we meditate on God's word day and night, once we study his word, you know, we are building up our faith and we are building up our relationship, our personal relationship with Christ, so he can lead us into what he has for us in this life. And so once we receive him as our Lord and our Savior, we have to take up our cross and follow him. And so I congratulate everybody who prayed that prayer after me, and that you're now born again. And Jesus, he has come on right on in. And, you know, just thank Jesus for forgiving you of your sins. And we just thank God that we're able to give you the word of God, the truth, so you can understand and know what the word is. The word is life. And the word gives peace. We have a covenant with God through his word. And he has given us a covenant of peace. And so we just thank God for saving us, because it is his will for all men to be saved. And we just thank God for the ones who have said this prayer and believe and receive the blessings from the Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we have did it all. Amen. And we love you all, and you all have a good night.